today, my friends. It's ASMR time. I believe the quality of our life and of our results is clearly defined by how we deal with challenging times. As I don't think that challenging times are the problem. No. And I don't think that the things coming from the outside are the problem. I believe it's our reaction, our defense mechanism, our way in which we protect ourselves without being conscious of what we want to protect us from and how we can protect us in the best possible way, is what makes challenging times problematic. What I sometimes observe in people, for example, is that when they get a bad message, when they are stressed out, when they get some information that is too much or is loaded with a lot of emotion, a lot of sadness, a lot of potential harm or danger, what can happen is that people react on a way or in a way on this situation that they start hurting themselves as a way of protecting themselves, but not looking at why they react like this and not taking control of creating a surrounding, creating a situation where their defense mechanism doesn't make things worse, but better. So, first of all, I believe our brain and our defense mechanisms aren't there to hurt us. So, I do not believe that when you are afraid, and out of this fear, you start hurting yourself by starting a fight with your husband. Or out of this fear, you start punishing yourself because you want to make sure that you are already punishing yourself because now, like this, you think you can take control of the pain that comes from this punishment. I don't think this is there because our brain wants to hurt us. I believe it's there because our brain wants to help us. It wants to help us either make a certain experience and learn something, or, and this fits together, survive in a better way. So nothing that our brain wants us to do, nothing that is coming naturally, is there to harm you. For me, for example, I'm at the moment working on some big rejection topics that let me go deep and let me get into a state that is very clear and very focused and very where I know I need to do the things very slow, taking care of every word that I'm saying, reflecting what I'm doing, and going one step after the other. After becoming a parent, after becoming a father for the first time in my life, which is now around, today, it's 15 weeks ago. So it's Thursday today, yes. So for 15 weeks ago, in around 3 hours, I became a father. And since then, I have felt more love, more understanding, more compassion than ever before in my life. But on the other hand, I can see that it opens up deep connections in my heart that are very vulnerable, that are hurting, that are judging myself. And within those big feelings, I can see that I have this natural defense mechanism of not wanting to let the things too close to myself, to let me be touched too close, to kind of still be in control of the whole situation. But there is this other voice in me saying, let go. Let yourself be touched. By what's happening here. Yesterday evening, we had dinner and my son was sitting next to me in his high chair. And I'm playing this little game with him. It's where I'm making these movements with my hands and then I'm getting closer to him and then I tickle his tummy. And this moment where he already is anticipating that I'm doing this with him, this moment with this light in his eyes, this love, this clean, clear face, these eyes that haven't seen any pain yet, or too much pain at least. These eyes that haven't seen a bad conscience, this clean conscience of this boy. This is something that makes me afraid. Because it reminds me on how it can feel when you feel clean, clear, and so tidy with yourself. And it makes me afraid that I can't protect this young boy from feelings like this. And there is this part in me where I want to protect him from bad conscience, from bad people, from bad karma, from bad feelings in general. Although I do know that it's about feeling life and experiencing life, and it is important to feel the deeper feelings, all those painful feelings as well. But there's still some resistance inside of me saying, you know, actually, I don't want him to feel any of that. I wanted to say sorry because last week I didn't upload a podcast. That was basically because I catched some cold, I don't know what it was. And I think this was a reminder for me to deal with some feelings that I have. To give myself more space to be with myself and to feel what I suppressed in the last weeks. So if you're listening to this and I'm taking so much time to speak and to taking so many breaks, maybe you can just let yourself sink in as well. Allow yourself to be a part of it. Because I believe it's the best what we can do is to arrive in the moment, to just be there. And what I experienced in my past as well, working with clients, either professionals in any area, athletes or entrepreneurs, or that I observed that when I was in a state where I felt like, okay, there is much space needed. There is the need for expressing our feelings. There is this need for sensitivity and for not too many information, too much information, but to have as little information as possible. It was oftentimes that they had the same need in this moment. So I somehow was connected to them. So, and as I explained a couple of times beforehand, I don't do this podcast just by, like, just like as any normal podcast. No, I'm doing this podcast in a very unorthodox way, as I feel it fits best. Maybe just observe how when I'm not speaking, you have this urge to distract yourself or to do something else. So just allow yourself this moment of vulnerability, sensitivity. Just being here with me. I'm not gonna run away, don't worry. And this is, by the way, one of the ways how I feel we can deal with our defense mechanisms in a more efficient way and not do things that are worse than the things that we want to protect us from. And this is by taking the space to feel. Because I believe our protection mechanism sometimes is just there because we don't want to feel. Because it's the feeling that makes situations difficult. It's the feeling of pain, it's the feeling of rejection, it's the feeling of fear, it's the feeling of anger. But when we give ourselves the space to just feel this clean, clear feeling, this can be a part of life in itself. This can be an experience in itself. To allow this moment of now we don't know what's gonna happen. And just observing ourselves on how we deal with the feeling. What thoughts come up? What ideas come up? What feelings come up? What emotions come up? Without acting on it. After you've listened to this podcast, you will have enough space and time to act on it. But right now, just be with me here. Breathe and feel. Feel how you're arriving at yourself. Maybe you can close your eyes or you let your eyes open. Whatever feels best. I mean, if you're driving a car, like I would be glad if you let your eyes open. That might be better. Even when you're driving a Tesla in the US market, still sometimes it's better to watch out. But if you're not driving a car, or maybe you just sit on your sofa or sit outside or you're at work or whatever, you can close your eyes if you want to. You can allow yourself the space to feel. What sadness did come up in the last weeks? What pain did come up in the last weeks? What happiness did come up? What situations did you ignore? Did you push on the side because you had to function, you had to work? And then you can just give yourself the space to connect to your heart. Not by holding your hand on your heart or something, but just this energetic feeling of your third eye connecting right through your heart. Like as if there were a line connecting through your throat right into your heart. And just allow yourself to listen for a moment. It doesn't need to sound nice. It could be that your heart is screaming. It could be that your heart is crying. It could be that your heart is celebrating. Whatever it is, just let it be. Observing in the same time the resistance, this trying to ignore, this need to run away. Allowing yourself to arrive at yourself with all your needs, with all your wants, with all your intentions in this moment. Just being here. Not having to do anything, but just be here. Don't worry, I'm still there. I'm just doing the same thing as you are. Taking the time to arrive, to feel my body, to build the connection to my heart. Try to listen. I don't want to even tell you to listen. No, try to listen. Because this all those bullshit of those pseudo-spiritual people telling you now listen, like when you didn't listen for a long time, it might be difficult to listen. Because there might not even be a voice, there might not be even something. Or you don't know what to listen to anymore because you didn't do it for a long time. So it is okay to just try to listen. and let yourself be surprised of what you will hear. So, try to listen. And like this, you might allow yourself the chance to arrive a bit more at yourself, to feel yourself a bit more, to get a bit more clarity and space. To allow yourself that you can thank yourself for being loving and kind to yourself. As there are so many situations where you're just functioning, where you don't even, for me, I'm speaking for myself here, or for my own experience, where I don't even take the space to be proud of myself because I expect myself so many things to be just natural. I don't give myself that many chances to not be good in some things. I don't give myself that many chances to just learn. No, I expect myself to be capable to do things. And instead then of being proud that I can do things, I'm rather disappointed in myself that I can't do things. Which is only natural when we sell ourselves, get into relationships where people expect something from us. When we start to expect things from us that are outside of what we believe we are already capable of. This doesn't necessarily have to be bad. It's just that it gives us the space, or it can be helpful then from time to time give ourselves the space to be proud of us. Proud of ourselves. So this is something different today, right? But I like it. It's clean, it's simple. That's why I choose this setting today. Just me with a black t-shirt and a white wall behind me. Maybe that's it already. Now that you took some space for yourself, I'm thankful that we now shared this moment together. This little meditation, this little arriving at ourselves. Maybe it gives you the space to deal with some difficult situations, some crises, in a more loving way, without having to find a solution at once, but maybe give yourself the space to experience it by feeling it. And then maybe let yourself be surprised by the universe. There can come some answers you didn't expect to come. Good. Like this, I wish you joy and the strength to connect to yourself. See you soon.